Republicans surging in heated battle for control of the Senate. By Sean Moran on September 10, 2020. Senate Republican candidates across battleground states either lead or are within or close to the margin of error in the hotly contested fight to control the Senate, according to several AARP polls released Thursday. 8 Senate races serve as the most critical elections for Republican control of the Senate majority. The Senate Republicans running include Martha McSally, Oz. Cory Gardner, CO. David Perdue, GA. Kelly Loeffler, GA. Joni Ernst, YA. Susan Collins, ME. Steve Daines, MOUNT. Tom Tillis, NC. AARP commissioned polls across 11 battleground states, surveying likely voters, especially those age 50 and older. The polls found that many of the races for control of the U.S. Senate remain close as Senate Republicans play defense going into the November elections. The polls' findings include Arizona, Democrat Mark Kelly leads McSally by 3 points, 48-45%. The polls' 2.5% margin of error makes the race near a statistical dead heat. Kelly also leads McSally 50-46% among voters age 50 and older. Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper, D, leads Gardner 51-46%. However, Gardner and Hickenlooper struck a dead heat among voters age 50 and older. Georgia, Democrat John Ossoff leads Perdue 48-47%. However, this remains within the poll's 3.6% margin of error. Perdue leads Ossoff 52-45% among voters age 50 and older. Georgia, in the race for Georgia's special election, Loeffler leads at 24%, Representative Doug Collins, RGA, has 20%. Democrat Raphael Warnock has 19%. Democrat Matt Lieberman has 10%. Democrat Ed Tarver has 7%. And 20% of voters remain undecided. Iowa, Ernst leads Iowa Democrat Teresa Greenfield 50-45%. Maine, Democrat Sarah Gideon leads Collins 44-43%, which is well within the poll's 3.3% margin of error. Montana, Daines leads Governor Steve Bullock, D, 50-47%, which is within the poll's 3.4% margin of error. North Carolina, Tillis trails Democrat Cal Cunningham 42-39%. The series of polls released by AARP show an upsurge for conservative candidates across the country. Stephen Lawson, the campaign communications director for Loeffler, said in a statement on Thursday, "It's clear what's happening all over the state of Georgia. Voters are hearing Senator Loeffler's conservative message, and they're responding with overwhelming support. And it's no small wonder. Kelly has boldly supported President Trump, backed the blue, defended the Second Amendment, protected life, and stood up to the far left. She is the political outsider and conservative businesswoman Georgians trust to represent their conservative values and deliver results. And with their ever-growing support, she's heading for a big win in November." Republicans control 53 seats in the Senate against 45 Democrats and 2 independents who caucus with Democrats. This means that Democrats need to gain a net 4 seats to retake the Senate. As Senate Republican and Democrat candidates continue to vie for control of the Senate, Nancy LeMond, an AARP executive vice president, said in a statement that the battle for the Senate will be a game of inches. LeMond said, to borrow a phrase from Al Pacino in the football film Any Given Sunday, this year's presidential race is a game of inches. The election will be decided in a handful of battleground states, and AARP's survey results show that either candidate can win. One thing that isn't in doubt is that 50-plus voters will cast the majority of ballots. So, candidates need to address their concerns if they want to get across the goal line. AARP commissioned Fabrizio Ward and Hart Research to conduct the polls between August 30 and September 5. The polling firms surveyed 800 likely voters with an oversample of voters age 50 and older in each of the states. The margins of error are under 4 percentage points. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.